Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure. It's actually a dream come true for me to be able to spend some time with you, talk about our lives as we operate our small businesses. And one of the things that's going on in our lives right now, for most of us, is the holiday season, and especially Christmas. And regardless of whether you're a Christian and you observe Christmas or not, if you live in America, you're impacted by Christmas in some way or another. And so it's probably a good idea to find out a little bit about that. And that's what we got Ken Davis here for. Ken, as you know, is our expert on issues like this, things like this, the historical facts that and also revealing some of the myths that are out there. Ken, as you know, is the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology. That's another book, and a number of other books, something under 100 books that he's written that have sold something under a billion copies galactically. And many of you have seen him, his handsome face, on television. In fact, he may be on some of the television programs between now and next Tuesday. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and we've actually gone intergalactic now.
I believe it. And that's Kenneth C.
Traveling
Davis.
Traveling at warp speed through the universe.
That's right. You know, the world will change when we can actually go to warp, won't it?
Indeed it will. When we were just talking last night, you know, what's the next thing in phones? And I said, well, the next thing is phones isn't going to be a phone. It's just going to be a completely, you know, next step. That'll be, you know, something completely removed that doesn't require any equipment. And
well, see, that's exactly right. I've been predicting this. What I've been predicting for about 10 years now, when I started observing the technological convergence that you could watch happening in front of you with the way the phones have evolved, what I've said is that you would actually have a device. It would be part of your wristwatch, and it would be on your wrist, and you'd push a button, or maybe just speak, and a holographic display, a heads-up display like they have on Corvettes and jet fighters, would just pop up in front of you, and you'd have this holographic display in front of you.
Yeah, well, you are, I believe, of the generation that would know exactly what I'm talking about when we used to watch read Dick Tracy, and
he had a
two-way wrist radio, and
they'd have
it right there on the Sunday funnies, and we thought, well, you know, this is ridiculous. This will never happen.
Where did you think I got the idea for this? Yeah, absolutely. It was from Dick Tracy. Hey,
good morning.
Ken, we got Christmas coming up next Tuesday.
Right.
And as I told my audience earlier, I'm going to be right here broadcasting my 11th consecutive live Christmas Day show. Christmas is the day that Christians celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But it has an interesting history, and I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about it.
It's a fascinating story, and it's partly about the history of Christianity, and it's partly about the wonderful story. It's a fascinating story of the convergence of Christianity with all of these other religions and beliefs around the world that existed when Christianity came into being, most of them pagan. So when we celebrate Christmas, all of the traditions and the rituals that we love and enjoy and participate in every year really come from a lot of ancient pagan rituals and traditions, and this is not to spoil Christmas or take anything away from
that. That language puts some people off, though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean,
puts some people off.
Just to say that would put some people off, but just about everything that we celebrate about Christmas comes from other ancient sources. And you have to start with the date of December 25th, which is, of course, a date that was celebrated in ancient Rome as the date of the winter solstice. Now, the winter solstice is important throughout the ancient world because it's the day on which the sun begins to, the day gets longer. The sun is essentially being born again. So this was a holiday that was associated with the return of light into the world, the return of life into the world. So you can see how Christians were able to attach the notion of Jesus is coming into the world, the light coming into the world, to the winter solstice. Now, it was such an important feast day in ancient Rome. There was a week-long feast leading up to it called the Saturnalia, and that was in honor of an agricultural god, and people would get this. Give gifts and light candles. Doesn't that sound vaguely familiar?
Uh-huh.
And what happened is, as Christianity grew in power, and certainly when it became the official religion in Rome in the 300s, one of the popes ordained that Christmas, the Mass of Christ, would be celebrated on December 25th, this very important date on the ancient Roman calendar. And it made perfect sense because, of course, the Gospels nowhere mention a specific, a precise date.
Well, we don't know. We don't know when Christ was born.
No.
Nobody knows. And so what we do is we don't celebrate, in my opinion, we don't celebrate Christ's birthday. We celebrate the birth of Christ.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's, but it's not, and for a lot of people, Ken, as you know, it's not important to make the distinction. But I think it is interesting. If you're a student of history, and I certainly am, I think it's important to recognize this. And it is interesting, I think, to see how Christianity and the influence of it has affected some of the much longer held beliefs. I mean, Christ came into the world about 2,000 years ago, and there were many, many beliefs already well established before that.
Oh, many, and of course the Roman world was at the center of the world at that time, and many, many other belief systems were out and about, and early Christianity was established in what we now think of as Turkey, certainly in Egypt. Egypt was a major center of early Christianity. We don't associate that with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Roman world was, of course, the center of the known world at that time. And so when Rome became Christian, obviously the ripples went out. But going back to the December 25th date, one of the other gods of that period that was very popular in the Roman world was a Persian god. The Romans would go out and they would bring back these deities from the countries, the nations they had conquered, and some of them were adopted and adapted by the Romans. There was a god named Mithra, celebrated very importantly in Persia, which is, of course, modern-day Iran. And Mithra's feast day was also December 25th. And he was also a god that died and was born again. So Christians were able to take these ideas and attach them to Christianity.
Exactly. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Our good friend Kenneth C. Davis is with us. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History and all the other Don't Know Much About books in that series. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Everybody's blue when they lonesome.
To my love, took it down.
Congratulations. 10 years. What an incredible accomplishment. I know your mama's proud of you, too.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. I built them for you. Our corporate partners have helped us make them available to you so that you can use them for free without any expense or trouble at all. If you can get to our websites, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use everything that we have to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Hope you'll do that. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Ken Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth C. Davis. And before we go any further, Ken, I want you to tell the audience where we'll be able to see your handsome face on television next week.
Well, yeah, I've been told many times that I have a great face for radio, but I will be on the CBS Morning Show, both on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and we'll be talking about some of these same things, actually. And again, it's not to diminish Christmas. It's just really to explain where these traditions and roots come from. We were talking about the Roman solstice. There's another very important ancient tradition that figures into a lot of our Christmas traditions, and it comes from the Scandinavian and Germanic world, the Norse or the Vikings, as people know them. They also celebrated a winter solstice festival. It lasted a couple of weeks, and in their festival, there was a man, a god named Odin, who would come riding across the night sky, bringing the god of light back for the winter solstice. And he would ride across the night sky on an 8-legged horse. That's starting to eight legs coming across.
It didn't happen to have a red nose, did it?
He didn't have a red nose and a red suit, but that comes later. But this.
But
again,
wait a minute! You ride around in the Scandinavian air and during the winter solstice, you're going to have a red nose, Ken.
Well, he would wear big robes and
okay.
But the children in the Norse world would leave their shoes out at night, filled with hay and straw. To feed Odin's magical horse, whose name
was
Sleipnir. So, again, very, very ancient traditions that all get, you know, combined and mushed together over thousands of years, and so much of our American Christmas traditions really do come from the German and Norse world.
Well, you know, a lot of people...
The Christmas tree being the best example.
A lot of people, you know, who might get upside down with us about talking about Christmas, you know, talking about some of the historical elements of Christmas. You know, there's nothing in the Christmas tradition, the Christian tradition, that says we're supposed to go out and buy, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of presents for everybody either. You know, that's a little bit of an extravagance there too, and kind of off the mark. One of the things I want to talk about quickly, Ken. A lot of times people don't like to see Xmas, the letter X with the M-A-S.
They're very offended by it.
Tell us the real origin of that and why they probably really shouldn't be.
Well, they shouldn't be at all because, once again, you go back to the roots and history of early Christianity. The X was a symbol for early Christians of the name of the word Christ.
Right.
I'm sure you know the fish symbol has been used over the centuries to delineate Christ, and that's because the fish has the Greek letters are the same as Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the symbol of Peter, isn't it?
It's really more connected on in the X and Xmas to the Christ, the first letter in the Greek spelling of Christ. So that's the real derivation there. And I should point out, we're talking about people, you know, maybe getting their nose out of joint a little bit about this and talking about paganism and Christianity. But this was something that a lot of Christians recognized over the years. In fact, in America, Christmas was once banned. It was banned in Puritan Boston from 1659 to 1681. The Puritans believed that all of these trappings of Christianity were all pagan. They also thought they were papist, by which they meant Catholic, and they really rejected anything Catholic. There was, you know, tremendous
anything to do with Christmas.
Well, they thought that Christmas should just be celebrated by going to church and at most singing a few hymns, not Christmas carols, but singing hymns and reading the scripture. One didn't hang mistletoe. That was clearly pagan. One didn't put
That would lead to kissing. We can't have that.
Well, actually, the Puritans were bigger on kiss. They weren't so opposed to kissing. They just didn't want you doing it underneath some pagan...
I like mistletoe myself.
Well, mistletoe is a great example of taking an ancient pagan symbol and giving it a new Christian meaning. That was very important in the Druid world, the Celtic people. They thought mistletoe was a miracle healing plant. It also It's an evergreen, and when people met in the forest beneath it, they would exchange a greeting of peace.
Right. Shouldn't we, if as Christians, which I am, shouldn't we look at the connection between the pagan rituals and Christmas, the Christmas traditions that we have? Shouldn't we see that as really a success story for Christianity?
Oh, absolutely. I say this, and it sounds glib, and it doesn't mean to be, but I think that early Christianity understood marketing. They understood that they had customers that they had to appeal to, and certainly the early church fathers knew that you didn't just go in and stamp out what people believed. You turned what they believed and gave it a Christian connotation, and it was a very successful strategy.
A great success story. Give us your website, Ken, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com.
Don'tknowmuch.com. Look for Ken on Monday and Tuesday on CBS, and the book is called Don't Know Much About History, plus all of his other books. Ken, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jim. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.